All right. Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to tune in to Spiritual Emergency Training. Yes, this planet is in a spiritual, highly spiritual emergency right now, and we need some mass new education job creation programs. This is, and with mass media support. Okay, this is Lynn Mystic Healer, and I have my co-host, Andy Miller, who's here again today to help us figure out how to use the internet, cell phones, and language apps to shift all the government systems locally using our USA in real democracy, how to go about shifting the environmental systems, social, political, economic, and environment, but also to the mental, emotional ascension of this planet. Those systems have to be shifted away from drugging, warring, pedophilia. Oh, gosh. Drug wars, mass incarceration, injustice to real democracy. So we've got some information today. Welcome, Andy. Let's help share what we can do with the internet to
I figure we can get all those major global changes done by lunch and just have the afternoon to play.
Oh, which afternoon? Like, you know, afternoon? Like, how many years? What, now? How many do we have?
You have to remember why we are wanting social change. We also have to enjoy the fruits of our labors. If we don't take a moment to smell the roses, they won't be there one day, and we will forget why we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't that kind of bring into play about mental health? How do we go about shifting the mental health, all these mental health issues? We have an opening with both parties, to shift the mental health situation on this planet, especially in our U.S.
Well, isn't that sort of like asking the mentally ill to change the system, though?
Then you have to ask who's mentally ill. Where did all this labeling and drugging and, you know, genocide and pedophilia? I mean, where did all this come from? Mass violence, bullying, killing. You know, don't we have internet, cell phones, and language? We have to learn to talk to people, not kill them. You know, give them new jobs.
What we need to do first is to stop labeling people and stop. Thinking that there's a big argument as to what mental illness is, and part of the problem is that some things are still perceived as weak or not worth it or weird. And instead of spending a lot of time determining whether or not something is a disease, we need to determine how to stop it and how to prevent it. And the other thing you have to realize is that a lot of the conditions that people consider mental illness are actually things everybody has sometimes, but they're considered an illness when they're taken to an extreme. Like, for instance, depression. We all have bum days. You know, we all have even short periods of depression. At what point does it become a big issue? We all have traumas. Goodness gracious, everybody's got traumas. It's just when it gets really bad, at what point does it become need to be attended to in some way? So we got to figure out what we agree on. What's, instead of throwing around, I mean, there's nothing wrong with all these highfalutin jargon. I know a lot of the terms that people use to define personality disorders and brain disorders, and there's big arguments between neurologists and psychologists and metaphysicists, but be that as it may, we really have to understand, every person has to understand what's good and what's bad, what's appropriate and what's a problem. We all have to agree on what is a problem, then we have to agree on what to do about it. Unfortunately, like most things in our life, the what to do about it usually ends up in someone trying to figure out how to make a buck on it instead of solving the problem. A lot of people claim that our healthcare industry, especially our pharmaceutical industry, is not a cure industry. It's a keep you on our curative tools for the rest of your life while you're paying us money industry. And the power of economics and the power of money is something we have to fight. We have to understand the nature of money. And that'll solve a lot of our problems.
So
we can do a whole show on the nature of money.
Well, yeah, that's why we need to get off a gross domestic product and go to genuine.
Yeah, the problem is it's gross.
Pardon?
That's why they call it gross domestic product.
No, it's kidding. Gross. It is gross, isn't it? Totally gross.
If a bunch of people get sick and there's a terrible hurricanes and a bunch of people die and then they have to rebuild and there's emergency medical assistance and there's housing assistance, that's great for the GDP, even though it's bad for us.
Well, how do we prevent a lot of these situations is by allowing the, for number one, we'll go the behavior route first, I guess, because, even the Green New Deal, we need, the system set up around warring, we've got to figure out that all the militaries need to stand down. They need to stand down.
The concept of the Green New Deal, and even your words, need to go green, are good concepts, but the devil's in the details.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So how do you get that to happen? Well, you have to go to the behavioral and the ascension of the individual and collective, the unity of the planet. This planet is just a little house in the multiverse in red, yellow, black, and white. This is the biggest thing of all to work from. That I'm finding with internet, cell phones, and behavioral sciences have proof now. You can Google everyone. Answers are within. All human beings, people, all of us, red, yellow, black, and white, have the same basic needs. We need clean air, clean water, clean food, and we need a safe place to live.
We need shelter. We need food. We need to have our health care problems cured when they arise. We need to feel comfortable, which is emotional health.
Yeah, go on that one, though, the feelings. Go back to feelings. No, let's stay on that one. Because we have all humans, red, yellow, black, and white, worldwide. Actually, we don't care. Even the indigenous to, the elite. They all really we have the same basic needs. Basic. Of course, they're beyond. They're just in the greed part and the gross domestic product program.
Well, it's my personal belief.
Destroying the planet. Wait a sec. But the same emotional, we all actually have, they didn't know this. We didn't grow up with any of this, or we wouldn't be, fighting the enemies that aren't even enemies. So anyway, so we've got these cell phones, right? We've got the cell phones. Why do we have cell phones? Internet and language apps to learn conflict resolution. Because all human beings, everyone, red, yellow, black, and white, we have the same basic emotions, too. How about that one? That's really interesting. And the biggest thing on the planet, wake up, humans. Everyone, if you're angry, upset, it's your answers are inside of you. It's your life story. It's your life problem. It's your law of attraction. It's your, own...
Lynn, the fact... But Lynn, I'm angry because someone else is doing something to me, and it's their fault for doing it to me. I can't help the fact that I'm angry. They should stop doing it to me.
Yes, so what do? You get them all to realize, get all the children, the elders, and you get the new body, mind, spirit healing center.
But Lynn, that all sounds good, but it won't stop them from being angry with me. The only thing I can do is get a big stick and try and fight them off.
No, you get a picture and you get enough advertising and marketing worldwide that if someone is angry, upset, grow up, your answers are inside of you. That goes for me, too. My answers are inside of me if I'm being a jerk or being
whatever.
I mean, really, we have to grow up.
I agree with you in principle, but it's not going
to stop.
The
planet has to grow up. Okay, we have to ascend. What Ascension's about, that's what the Lightworkers are here for. System Busters, the Lightworkers programs, Google Lightworkers programs, and Ascension programs. I mean, the Lightworkers, we're here because we're systems busters. We came and bust this. Go ahead.
I am not a systems buster. I am a systems recalibrator.
Okay, I like that.
I find that if you bust a system, oftentimes what enters into the void left by the bust up is not always what you want. It becomes a race for domination, okay?
That's true.
Then you get dominant aggressors winning, and that's not what I'm interested in.
I know. There you go with
here's
your...
Here's what I think,
The use of language, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Here's what I think when you say ascension. I think of making myself and those around me better people.
Well, yeah, but also it's getting into the higher power, the soul energies, the multifaceted, multidimensional light of God, the God within each person, you know, and realizing
I conceptualize that different for myself. I don't think of it as higher. I think of it as wholer. That I'm
giving
away more of me.
Holy. There you go. It's holy. It is. Really holy. It means other. It means, yeah.
I meant W-H-O. I don't think of it as higher. I think it is more thorough or more complete in my way of thinking. I phrase it.
Well, when you get it, all answers are within. And the psychic multidimensional energetics of each person's soul energies, those energies are omniscient for each person. I mean, they're all-knowing.
Okay, hold on a second.
Well, they're way
When you say psychic, you mean having to do with the mind and heart. When you say multidimensional, you mean that more than one thing can be happening at the same time. And I forgot the third thing you said.
Well, the third eye opening in the chakra, it's all in the Bible, too. The holy breath and soul and Holy Spirit realm. And the chakra system and the third eye. You know, it's oriental.
Andy Griffith philosophy, okay? I believe that can all be boiled down to the Andy Griffith philosophy. If you make them... get Aunt B to make some good fried chicken, you sit on the porch with the guitars and build a rapport with people, you're making peace, the Andy Griffith way. I don't personally have all that biblical training and philosophical training.
Okay, HeartMath Institute. You can go with HeartMath or go with inner guidance programming or intuition or energetic. There's Energy Healing Institutes now. There's Reiki. There's soul parenting. You can look up soulmates, twin flames, law of attraction. Hey, look up the 12 universal basic, 12 universal cosmic laws. They're cosmic. They're not just on our planet Earth. They are actually cosmic. And we don't, you know, we just weren't trained in this, just like Internet. Think about 100 years ago how different the planet was. We just have to come together and use the Internet and cell phones and our language apps to, you know, co-create and communicate at a more heart and then higher soul level. And the soul purpose, like I said, life purpose, soul purpose, there's lots out there, everyone. I do spiritual emergency training, direct contact with source and the soul activation DNA for each person, so you can do that with me. You can go to angelencounters.net, angelencounters.net for that website. But the truth is, you can go, I mean, there's Soul News, there's Soul Talk. Patty Malik has all kinds of people on hers, M-A-L-E-K, Patty. What's her, Soul News, Soul Magazine. There's so many access points to ascension and soul work, you know, mind, body, soul, and spirit, because the soul and spirit, really, that energy we were cut off from on this planet. That's what people called it, you know, for a long time, the prison planet or the free will life lesson planet in the universe. Well, we have to, you know, kind of, it's time. You know, we've come to a point where the all red, yellow, black, and white have to realize, you know, it is just a big house, but our USA, you know, is in a situation where we pledge allegiance to the flag. We had the Constitution, and we are the ones responsible. You know, the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, U.S. Declaration of Independence and Human Rights, and
yeah, but
you know
what?
We are still, like
a lot of religious people say, we are still imperfect beings, and those are aspirational documents. We've not really fulfilled the dreams in those documents yet. But they're what we want to be. When you talk about all these inner work you need to do in the various forms of connecting and the various forms of spiritual awareness, I would say to a lot of people that sounds overwhelming and will turn them off right away. So my friends out there, the very first step is to remember this. In your life, take a moment, listen to yourself, listen to what's happening. What do you really want? When you interact with others, be authentic. Be true to what you believe. No games. That's the backyard way, the very
Oh, you mean honesty and integrity? Where's that? Huh? Where is
well,
that?
Well, I'm just saying, that for those who may find
ethic,
it more refined, for those who are not ready or may find all the complexities that Lynn offers in advanced teaching, if you start out by being aware of what your desires are and aware of how you're being affected by outside and other people. And when you talk with others, be authentic, be who you are. That's a major step on the road to what Lynn's talking about. It doesn't require any fancy chemicals or any complicated books. If you start out that way, you'll be surprised in your life. You'll be rewarded because other people will treat you the same. Not everybody, but it comes back to you in a bonus in the end. I find that if you are honest with others, cause and effect,
science, karma, or in the Bible, we reap what we sow. We've been sowing war, hate, division, bullying. I mean, come on. For profit, it's just, that has got to stop. And with that in mind, everyone, please, please sign up for that, what is it, Indivisible, and there's Move On groups, there's all kinds of outreach, public citizens, and what have you, with Impeachment University, Impeachment University, Impeachment University. They're going to have their ninth meeting. Get on with them. Their ninth meeting will be next Wednesday, October 30th. And then also to StandUpAmerica.com. They're working with them. Please look at that group, StandUpAmerica.com, because if we can get the petitions, and you were going to tell about the petition sites, if we can get these petitions on the roll, you know, and get them with StandUpAmerica.com, StandUpAmerica.com. It's really, really important, these different activist groups that really care about honesty and integrity and bringing in real democracy. So we have to work together on that. And what were those sites that you were talking about for Credo Action, is it, right? Credo?
Well, I believe that the things that are important to me should be important to everybody. So I hesitate to focus on things that are considered partisan, because I think that the time we rose above partisanship.
But in a way, if you don't dissolve the inequality, the justice system, the suppression and injustice going on, you know, in the mass incarceration and in
there's a group called Republicans for the Rule of Law, and they're a subgroup of another group whose name escapes me. It's something like Attaining Democracy Together or Reclaiming Democracy Together. And that's a group of people from both or three or four different partisans who realize the importance of the rule of law and democracy, and that's where I want to try to focus. It's unfortunate that people who lack information or have been sideswiped are often guided by their propaganda source to believe that one side of a coin is good and the other side of a coin is bad. And while we're kept distracted in that useless fight by blaming one group or another, people who want to covet power will use that vacuum to continue to covet their power. So I'm trying as best I can to be nonpartisan. Now, that's not always possible, but I'm trying my best. So one of my thought was, how can we get change? Well, one of the ways we make change is by doing petitions. We've talked about ballot initiatives in the past. Petitions. So here's some of the better petition sites. And you can, if you don't hear me say them now, you can email me at andy.special@comcast.net. That's andy.special@comcast.net. Comcast.net. And I'll repeat them for you. And I also, please send me any of your ideas that I missed. So, sites to create partitions. There's change.org. It's been around for a long time. There's moveon.org, which tends to be politically progressive, but they'll accept anybody. There's thepetitionsite.com, which is an old site that comes from a group that's been giving a free online holiday cards e-cards for ages. There's www.petitions.net, which is kind of amazing. And there's, you know, if anyone knows what WikiHow is, there's a WikiHow thing, WikiHow site, https://www.wikihow.com/write-a-petition, which is how to write your own petition. You know, the
you
old fashioned
way. You
better
do that one again. You went way too fast.
That's okay. They can contact me at andy.special@comcast.net or look online for WikiHow Write a Petition.
And it's Wiki, W-I-K-K-I or
W-I-K-I-H-O-W. WikiHow. How to do stuff.
Say it again. I didn't get it.
WikiHow. W-I-K-I-H-O-L. It's how to do stuff. WikiHow.
Oh, how. Okay.
Like Wikipedia, but it's WikiHow.
Okay.
I also, when I was looking for these sites, I also came across an interesting new report from the International Energy Agency that used to be very hesitant to embrace renewable energy, but Friday they released a report that by 2040, wind power could be a $1 trillion business and generate more power than we can use as human beings. And it's the report
and they've already, on that aspect, they have already dealt with the situation with the birds and the propellers. So that's been...
And you don't get cancer from wind.
No. And then what about Keshi Foundation and the zero-point energy that they're talking about, those devices?
Well, the thing about wind has been totally embraced by many countries, and it's on the way.
Well, yeah.
Especially offshore wind.
Right. But also, too, they're not talking about it because there's not enough industrial money behind it. But at the same time, there is a KESHE Foundation that has zero-point energy devices. So, you know, they're coming on just like those. What did you call that other? IUM, I think it was.
Oh, there! I saw an ad for a nice new product.
Illumium.
It's a German company. That's not solar. I don't think.
Okay, I thought it was electric.
A German company, Illumium, has. They're going to release in 2025. They have a working prototype that flies. It's a 5-seat electric air taxi. It can go 186 miles an hour, 300 kilometer range, and clean, renewable taxi, air-based taxi. It's here. It's just they're designing it now. It'll be out in 4 years.
Wow. Ooh,
a couple
okay.
of other things I want to do in the future programs. Here's what I'm thinking about. I want to take my time and do this right. In future programs, I'd like... If anyone has suggestions for sites about religious tolerance and interfaith beliefs, political propaganda, it's very important we learn how to protect ourselves from a wide range of political propaganda. There's a lot going on which people don't know about the Internet. The people who started the Internet and founded a lot of the technologies we use are very concerned about how they're being used. The issue of free speech has been discussed lately regarding Facebook, how to keep the Internet open and available instead of under government control, but still police it by the public. There's a lot going on behind the scenes that nobody notices when we're busy doing our Facebook posts and our Instagram apps, and I want to do a list of those sites. There's a lot there. One example, you know, everyone uses search, right? Well, the search engines for years have been prioritizing their results based not only on what you want, but on their opinion of what you want, which oftentimes means who pays the most. And I want to talk about sites that describe that in the future. There's a lot going on now with encryption, with voting and voter safety. When I was going across encryption as it relates to Facebook is trying to adopt a cryptocurrency of their own, I came across a site called voting-rights.news, N-E-W-S, and that looked really cool, all about voting rights.
Again.
So sometime in the future, voting-rights.news.
Okay, good one.
So sometime in the future, I want to do a set of voting rights sites. And then when I was looking at that, I came across a site called NDTV, and I thought, what is this? Well, it's India, big online TV station, right? Big deal. So I look, and what's the first thing? The first thing is they have a show They have a commercial from Honda about Chi-Town, which is Chicago. Then they have a commercial about modernized Comfort Inns and Suites. They talk about Atlanta and Columbus, and I thought, this is supposed to be India, right? And all their commercials are American products. I thought that was really fascinating.
There's another one on that going in that direction, too, to check out at cctv.com in China. And another program on the healing aspect of the individual and the planet is Dr. Shah, S-H-A, Dr. S-H-A. He does have TV.com or drshah.com, and it's worldwide. There's people from all over the world getting on love meditations, focusing on love and loving one another. And the attributes of each person's soul aspects, which is forgiveness, caring, sharing, gratitude.
Oh, love? How much does that cost, love? How much does that cost, love? Do I subscribe, or where do I send my check?
Well, that's the problem, you know. I mean, why aren't we paying people to be kind and compassionate instead of kill? I mean, really, Mother Earth and killing each other? I mean, it's too costly. We can't afford it.
Do I have to spend extra money for kindness and compassion after I subscribe to love?
No, you should be able to just be paid to be kind and compassionate instead of kill or poison.
And how much do I have to pay to not be killed?
Well, you know, that's why we have legislation and the internet, so that we shift all the thought forms and consciousness and the economics. Go to EPI, everyone. It's Economic Policy Institute, and they're coming forward. And there is a Poor People's Budget, and there's the poorpeoplescampaign.org. And a lot of us, we just need to get organized, because we have all the different activists, caring activist groups, environmental, you know, activist groups. And we have the churches, and we have the World Parliament of Religions, and we do have all the churches, but we've got to unite it with the spiritual groups. And the way to do it is jump them together with Body, Mind, Spirit Healing Arts Centers. So that's really the focus for me.
I used to be a member of a church.
Heal the mental health problems and massive addictions and violence and all these mental health crazy programming problems and heal people. So we really need Body, Mind, Spirit. Go to BMSE.net, everyone. BMSE. Body, Mind, Spirit Expos. Okay, that's what it is, .net. They're out of Ashland, and of course, Conversation with God groups out of there. There's Spiritual Cinemas out of there. And also, too, Jean Houston has her office out of Ashland, Oregon. So Ashland's a pretty evolved space
well,
already.
Well, Jean Lynn, I thought that...
Internet and legislation to shift. And go to Orton. Please go to Orton Family Foundation. Everyone, please look at it. Please, please, please. And get the legislation. We need the petitions and the legislation and mass media support, which I think, you know, we can do with the Stand Up America .com group and LinkedIn and BBS Radio and Hey House Radio, but especially probably social media groups, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. We're going to really have to Google editor. Some of the top Google people are already doing YouTubes, which is really heartwarming for me, with Annie Jacob, S-E-N, Annie, A-N-N-I. I think she's got an I-E on there. It might be Annie, just an I. But anyway, Jacobson, go to her YouTubes about, if you're not aware of Agenda 21 and Operation Paperclip and what's going on with DARPA, and then also the money and funds need to be stopped at the Pentagon level that are going to robotic warfare, that are going to more brain chips, because we have healing, that all kinds of hands-on healing. Oh, HTP? Okay, I should go through.
Also want to have, I'd also like to make a shout-out to all my paranoid friends out there that are scared of everything. You have nothing to worry about, my paranoid friends, because they're all after me, so you're all in the clear out there.
They're all after you, huh? Why do you say
that? That's right. Wait, there's one now. Well, it's the truth. And I used to be a member of an old line church, but I got tired of someone telling me what to think. I decided to think for myself for a change, so I gave that up.
Well, you did better than me. I started talking about my concerns about social justice issues and different environmental issues. They decided the churches, they weren't interested in my concerns about the planet or emotional social justice issues. So, you know, that shows you that, you know, we really need to come together.
And were churches that purported to be for social justice. That's the fun part.
Well, that's what... You know, they should be, huh? That's why I said, yeah. You know, too many of them are so phony. I mean, truly.
Yeah, we're welcoming
truly.
Except for people we don't like. We're welcoming yeah. Until you challenge our power structure. Then we're not so welcoming all of a sudden.
Yeah. And, oh, boy, we just really don't want to get involved in social justice issues. Oh, no, we might lose our 501c3. And people out there, as far as your church goes, let them know, absolutely, the 501c3, your loss of the nonprofit status, only happens if you back a specific candidate, all these churches that are trying, you know, some of them.
And remember, your church, just like your government,
you can lose their 501c3. You can take their money because you cannot.
See, the thing is, some churches do it, and then they.
Wait. It's 501c3s out there, nonprofits, because I've been involved with this for a long time. That you cannot, as a 501c3, as a nonprofit, you're not allowed. Especially churches are not allowed to. Promote a single candidate or a party. Otherwise, issues, yeah, you're supposed to be helping write the legislation and getting social justice issues, you know, environmental issues in our government to have, you know, pledge.
And also remember, that does not mean that members of a church cannot on their own do those things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, exactly. Well said. Yeah, absolutely. But
just
absolutely,
like
the churches.
Just like if the company you work for may take a stand, but they better not tell me what to do in my private time, or we're gonna have issues.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. Why aren't the churches stepping up to, you know, the drug wars and the mass incarceration situation when really
I'll tell you
all
why.
The
some are.
And we have
some
alternative
are, and
healing
the ones
for
that,
mental
the
health.
That,
we have all these different ways to body, mind, spirit, healing centers.
I have an answer for you, Lynn.
Heaven, let's heal people. Stop the violence from inside out. We can stop the violence, all the wars, individually now. Individually and collectively.
Well, you know,
from inside
never,
out of each person.
I'm not sure that I really
them
ever.
Other jobs.
I'm not sure we should stop violins. We should allow violins and oboes and clarinets. I'm not sure I'm anti-violins as much as you are. maybe
yeah,
no
open
woodwind.
Carry musical instruments, right? Stop teaching yeah. Open carry, you know, guns or even concealed carry. I mean, the thought forms have to change to love, peace, joy, harmony. Harmony, how do you have harmony? Oh, you teach music. Music is teaches such a wonderful form. And
you know what? You don't have to teach it. You can just hang out on the street corner and sing it.
Yeah, that'd be good, too. But it's nice to get paid. You know, why are we paying? I mean, we are paying for the development of fear.
Yeah, but unless you like... win an American Idol, you're not likely to become. Unless you win American Idol or get a recording contract, it's tough to get paid in the music industry.
I know, and so why can't people be paid just to go and play at school senior places? I mean, if they want to go, just do music, just have a good basic income and health care. Oh no, we only give. That's right. In America, we give a basic guaranteed income, and you get a place to live. If you learn to kill, you know, you want to go out and kill, yeah, dig it. You can get on, 883 military bases, and you can have your base, you know, you have your home, you have your housing, you have some food. Hey, you get paid a basic income. Oh, to learn to kill. Oh, yeah, and you have health care, too. That's right. Yeah. Right, that's what we
and
do.
Education.
Yeah. So why aren't we shifting it?
And you get free college.
Yeah, why aren't we shifting it? Oh, yeah, and biochemical, nuclear, more technologies. Now, why aren't we shifting that to, you know, real health and human services and social healer services? Why aren't we having, you know, body, mind, spirit healing centers so that we can counter this insane drugging and warring and labeling and drugging and warring and...
I have an answer for you, Lynn. The reason is because
money.
We as people, some of us are allowing ourselves to be manipulated because we feel it's too much trouble and too hard to think and take control. The fact is the founders of our government realized it's we the people, and that's how good religion should remember. It's we the people are responsible in the end. The buck stops with us, and yet we keep outsourcing our authority to others because it's easy. Because we feel overwhelmed, and that's fine as long as things are going fine, but when things start to go not so fine, we the people have to remember it's time to step in and do something.
Yeah, and it's time. You know, we have the internet, we have cell phones and language apps for a reason.
Well, even if we didn't have them, we might do things a little slower, but we would still find a way to get it done.
Well, remember when you were talking about how they can air vac, you know, or just kind of bring in like a whole tech town, you know, and set
up. Sure. We can airdrop a complete village.
See, why aren't we doing that? I mean, this is so absurd. And new education.
The buildings can be built. What's the phrase? I can't think of. There's a word. Modular, and all set to roll. You can drop in the parts. It snaps together.
Oh, yeah, or 3D printer them, you know, the houses. You can do China, 3D printer houses, 10 in a day.
You could 3D printer all the clothes and all the furnishings. And pretty, you know, there's some food you can 3D print. There's a company that does 3D print pizzas.
I know, this is insane what we're doing.
3D printer
pizza
sounds kind of fun, if you ask me.
Well, the other thing is you have, you know, people said, oh, there's not enough land. Well, it's an unlimited universe for one thing. A whole bunch of the people here are ready to go interstellar, which is, you know, unlimited universe. But also, too, just in our little house here, you know, the world, Mother Gaia, there's 7.4
depending upon how we care.
Wait, 7.4 billion acres just in Africa. So we have already got an acre per person, pretty much. I mean, really, what are we
doing? It has to be managed resource-wise. I mean, with more people, we have to be careful about our waste management, our water management. But, yeah, we got plenty of land. And
well,
some water. Water is available,
green.
Too.
Yeah, we got to go green and get the militaries to help all these different, you know, land, sea, water, air, cleanup crews and, you know, all the new electrical grids and the free energy grids and the new...
Well, you know, isn't the moon made of green cheese?
Machines and, oh, geez, yeah.
I thought the moon was made of green cheese. It's green, right?
Come on. Biophotonic water systems, desalinization program. And so Recycle Sweden, what else is out there that we could integrate that you know about?
I know there's a city in Sweden that heats their... There's a city in Sweden that heats their furnaces by they cremate their dead and they use it as a source, a renewable energy source.
No.
Isn't that a little wacky?
That's a little bit out there, okay?
Kind of creepy.
We might not want to go that route. There could be repercussions. Of course, I don't know, cremation.
To any of my science fiction friends, what about Soylent Green, huh? There's another creepy science fiction saga. A lot of great science fiction writers wrote about dystopian futures as a way to warn us about what might happen if we are not careful. That's their whole reason they write that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, really, you can see thought. So thought forms everyone. That's why it's so important, the HeartMath Institute and all the different soul therapies. Look up soul work, soul therapies, soul purpose, life purpose, information, transformational coaches are working at those levels. I mean, if we have these centers set up where people go, if they're known, it's just known all over the world, yeah, you're angry, upset, your answers are inside of you, go get some help, go get some relaxation, meditation techniques, ascension programs, find out who You are. And why are you even on this planet right now? And go to work with people, your soul gangs. You know, not drug gangs. I mean, all drug highs are free. Grow all
the
natural
herbs.
I want to grow all natural herbs, everyone. There's a Blue Zone Project that's happening out of Oregon, OSU, Oregon State University, which has a lot of agricultural admin and programs and departments. Really awesome. So you might want to, you know, look at it, the prototype, and run with it. It's pretty cool. And we can, you know, have all.
In the 1960s, the hippies used to carry on "Make Love, Not War" with all the peace signs and stuff.
Yeah.
What you're saying sounds like an advanced version of that.
Well, I know. You have to have HTP, and we talked about that before. Tantra sexuality should be taught, and HTP should be mandatory. I mean, think about how different it would be if Healing Touch, HTP, it's kind of like licensed massage therapy, but it's even more intentional and more intentional than Reiki. It's kind of like Shiatsu and body electronics, BE, and instead of acupuncture, it uses points. And then there's some new spinal touch point process, can't remember, and then the Energy Healing Institute information programs, because really we're all supposed to have the power of Jesus in us, you know, to help and heal each other. But the trouble is our thought forms have been so sideswiped and our chakra system so messed up to keep everybody in these old systems.
You know, it's funny, even
labeling.
historically even Jesus' thoughts were mutated and changed over time. His original church was quite different than what we have now. 102 years later, a lot of things changed through political force. When I was a kid back in the dark ages, when dinosaurs still roamed the earth, my parents used to wonder how come when they turn on the TV, and as a kid I'd watch the news, my child was allowed to turn on the 6 o'clock news and watch people shooting each other in Vietnam, but he wasn't allowed to watch R-rated movies where people were making love. That always really bothered my mother.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, now they say they have proof, you know, and look up the MK Ultra stuff. We've really got to come back to, you know, helping people find out who they really are, why they're here, and have a multitude of programs that can resonate with them, you know, body, mind, spirit, different programs from arts, music, singing, dance, all the different kinds of music, sound healing, you know, programs. There's movement therapies, hydrotherapies, they're here for different kinds of, salvage, timber, crystals, land healers, you know, there's ocean, sea, air, mammals. I mean, there's so much work to be done, and different people are here for different aspects that they, you know, animals of different kinds, you know, they're already here. They're here to help. You know,
well, I'm here because I want to find tyrannical leaders and point and cackle.
I
want to make fun of them.
Well, I don't know if that's the best thing. I think the best thing is to go through the education job creation programs and educate the children and the people, you know, go through the colleges, political science groups, get the legislation for new job creation programs. You know, because
yes, I agree with
legislation. All the issues are inside each person. I mean, you really want.
Unfortunately, before we can expect legislation to be passed, we have to root out corruption in our representative system.
Well, that's why Impeachment University is so important, because that's really what, if you look at them and look at their website and what's going on, and corporate accountability, everyone, corporate accountability, you look
it's
up that
site too. It's a corporate accountability project, I believe.
Yeah, they're really, you know, they're on it. They know, you know. And ourrevolution.org, which Bernie Sanders started so long ago, it has a lot of aspects to it to bring in, you know, government legislation for civics, you know, getting people involved in civics, you know.
I do know this. Right now we're in a political environment where a lot of people are asked to choose sides. But if you step back from the 50,000-foot view, we are slowly beginning to set important precedents for our future, because of the squabbling going on in Washington over all sorts of nonsense, if you step back and you look, what's beginning to grow out of it is we're starting to set down the rules of law for the next 200 years of our country. So
yeah.
Hopefully, out of all this big mess and entangling nonsense and hot air that's coming out of D.C., eventually we'll have better rules for the road for the future to help us not get in this spot again. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Well, yeah, and with internet and cell phones and language apps and setting up, you know, those, prototypes everywhere, you know, where we can go in and get new education job creation program centers going with, you know, I mean, with Zoom and the webinars and the internet, it's just like, you know, you can set up information sourcing and programs and, you know, hope and all these new jobs. I mean, there's just so much to be done
enough,
in every
it's
community.
It's not enough just to be paid. It's not enough just to be paid doing anything. I mean, the SS in Nazi Germany were paid. A job is not enough. We need to create jobs that have meaning.
Heart and soul.
Jobs that are productive for our society.
Orton Family Foundation, look it up. Heart and soul. You should be able to, like, okay, in Oregon we have what's called NCC, well, in our county. It's Nurturing Caring Community, and then they change it to New Community Coalitions. New Community Coalitions. So, and the outreach is set up so that people can volunteer at schools. I mean, maybe even grade schools, but I'm pretty sure junior high and high school, and then on up, you know, people can volunteer for all these nonprofits. So it shifts to the GPI. What is really, you know, genuine progress indicator? What kind of charity or what kind of program are you interested in? And there's like 22,000 501c3s or more in Oregon alone. You know, so people could actually be paid, you know, to go volunteer instead of volunteering for war to go. I mean, really. I mean, that's really just it, you know. And in our county, we have like 637. Somebody said 657. But anyway, you know, we have all these different, you know, nonprofits that people can go, you know, sign up for. Pay them. Just freaking pay them. What is wrong? You know, give them a place to live, safe place to live, and say, where do you want to work? You know, what law of attraction, resonance academy, resonance theory, what is your heart and soul resonate with? What would you love? What excites you to go, you know, be part of? You know, you want to work in the schools more, you want to help kids, you know, you want to, you know, be a, you know, an assistant here or there. But, you know, that people need to know they have a basic good income, a place to live, and they have that health care system. Oh, 1384.
I have a feeling if there was a way that a major Fortune 500 corporation could figure out how to get a cut of that, we'd have it in a week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have all the technology. We actually have all the Just Serve even. We have that. We're like, where would you like to, you know, they're looking for people here, there, and all over. And people
want... One of the things that bothers me is I hear people carping about government control, and they have a right to be concerned. There's valid concerns about government control, but what they're not doing is giving an equal amount of time to corporate control. I don't find corporate control any less dangerous than government control. And so
I don't trust large organizations that have agendas of their own. The warring, drugging, jailing, mass incarceration programs for profit. It's not okay. Whoa.
Well, I'm glad you said it's not okay, because I want to ask all of my friends out there in radio land, I guess it's cyber radio land, when someone says something to you about a political message, ask yourself, is that okay? When someone asks you to do something, ask yourself, is it okay? We can have all sorts of high-level assessments and sorts of studies and researches, but bottom line is we want to do stuff that's okay, and we don't want to do stuff that's not okay. If something that's not okay is legal, that's not okay. We don't just do it because it's legal. If something's illegal, it may still be okay, but the law may be fiddled with by someone with a profit motive. So my point is it okay? Does it make sense? Does it make sense for you? Does it make sense for people? That's where we should start at, asking ourselves, is this thing okay? Is it okay with me? Is it okay with me for you? Is it okay? Is it the right thing to do?
And why can't we have, you know, why can't we have heart and soul community services with a good basic guaranteed income?
Oh, now, Lynn, now you're talking about Now you're talking about justice and equity, okay? We're humans.
Yeah,
we're not allowed to have justice and equity.
And,
I'm sorry, but we're not allowed to have justice and equity. That's only for three people on the planet. Everybody else, we got to eat dirt.
Thank you. Thank you for saying the truth about it. Yeah, I mean, really. If we can have, you know, 883 military bases with, and now citizen soldiers that have a place, you know, basic income and health care and all these, you know, supposedly, you know, higher educational opportunities, certainly we can have heart and soul community services grow up. Heart and soul-based community resident services with a good basic guaranteed income with health care, okay? Give them health care. And we need universal health care or this new Medicare for all, everyone, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie, and check it out, the National Nurses United, improve Medicare for all. I'd rather call it single payer. It's really important out there. Please, please share it. The number is H.R. 1384. It used to be H.R. 676, single payer. But anyway, check it out because the National Nurses United are on it. They're doing text parties. They want people involved. And the other thing is to please share with people, especially business people, Fix It, Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business YouTube. Fix It, Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business, and get it to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and also to the Alliance of Mayors will help people. The Alliance of Mayors are .org, AllianceofMayors.org. They're very localized in your, you know, and the civics, the library, librarians, and the civics action group, civics, CivicAction.org, you want to get with them too because they're trying to bring in new systems of education, job creation with mass media. Propaganda, that's what it is, new propaganda, new hope, and new ideas, and new job creation programs. So we're almost out of time. What else have you got there, Andy, to how to implement that
one,
social
one
media movement?
I'm going to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I joked around a lot today, but I just want to leave with this message. Everybody out there, remember, we are each other. We are all each other. When we one of us is harmed, we're all harmed. If you think you disagree with me, it's probably because we learn to speak different languages, and as long as we maintain our separateness, we're playing into the agenda of someone who wants them to maintain power. I very much enjoy speaking with those, especially who don't appear to agree with me at first, because I find when we get together, we find we really have a lot in common. We've just been taught different ways of saying it. So that's all I want to say is we're all part of the same larger human body. And when one of us hurts, we all hurt. That's what I need everyone to understand. It's in our best interest to help each other thrive. When one of us wins, we all win.
And so Orton Family, O-R-T-O-N, O-R-T-O-N, Family Foundation, it'll give you a format for these heart and soul community services and get, you know, a good basic guaranteed income for everyone, guaranteed good, and a single payer or this Medicare for All program that's new and improved, because it's going to have to go universal with travel getting faster and faster worldwide and what have you, and state to state. So anyway, we're just about out of time. Just wanted to say thank you all for tuning in today. And for replays, go to the YouTube, Spiritual Emergency Training.
Oh, Lynn, shout out to our friends at KJAJ Community Radio.
Yes, KJAJ FM 98.1, locally here, and then also too, but the YouTube is Spiritual Emergency Training, and then you put in BBS Radio Station, and then the number one. Not, you don't spell out one, you put the number one in. So it's Spiritual Emergency Training, BBS Radio Station number one. And we're out of time. So much love, light, peace, and joy. And just know that we came to do this. It's just mass media connections with new education job creation programming for all red, yellow, black, and white. The answers are within. You can Google that too. Share that Google, because we can stop the violence from inside out with Body, Mind, Spirit Healing Centers, places for people to go play, party, open up, and learn to meditate and resonate and play. And ascend and have some fun together in new resonance projects and programs. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings, blessings, and have a great afternoon. Bye now. We'll go out with Shine Your Light, because the light of God is with, that's what it's about. The soul energies is all about your light, the light of God, connecting with it, learning how to use your multidimensional galactic internet, your soul energies. They're eternal energies. Learn how to use them, not more AI, not more AI. Please, thank you. Bye now.
Loves me through and through, and if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk. If the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk. If the whole world knew that same power that flows.